When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Guys, 82% of the time that a team wins Game 3 of a finals, an NBA Finals, knotted 1-1, they win every time. 82% of the time. They win every time. What was that? What was that?
60% of the time, all the time.
What the hell is that?
60% of the time, all the time.
That's Anchorman. Oh, that was the first Anchorman.
Yeah. No, but I thought it was somebody in a press conference for real.
It works every time.
It works every 82% of the time, the team that wins game three wins every time.
How about our crew having all that sound ready? I see you guys working back there. I see you working back there.
By the way, that includes the Warriors. They're 0-3 in Game 3 of NBA Finals when the series is tied at 1-1. They lost in 19 to the Raptors. They won the title in 2015 after falling down 2-1, you know, after no one could play for the Cavs. They were playing 5-on-1, and they finally won down 2-1. Guys, both of you guys thought the Warriors would win the series. So did I. I picked the Warriors in 6. Not only did they lose Game 3, but Steph, Al Horford, landed on Steph's foot-ish, whatever. He wound up with a foot injury. I guess, to me, it looked like bend but don't break type injury. Oh, I thought, you know, like but like just as bad as it could be before, it's like, uh-oh, he's gone. But it didn't cross that to me just from the eyeball test, and Steph was able to play more, and Steph is talking about playing in Game 4. Does all of this change your opinion about who's going to win? What's so funny over there?
I'm laughing, Max, because I've had an experience where
About lower extremity injuries?
An alien,
I'm talking to you,
a person who's 6'9", 250,
yeah,
kind of lunges into my ankle, and you're like, from the eye test, and I'm like, from the reality test I've had, it's not that.
But what I mean is, there's sometimes, Jay, I'm not questioning that.
No, I know you're not.
Sometimes you'll see that, and you'll be like, oh, he's gone.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah, I'm with you. I got to tell you, last night watching it, it was funny, because I'm in bed, and I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm like, oh, God damn it!
Yeah.
This is what happens. He's playing at an MVP level,
yep.
Finals MVP level. And this is it. I was like, please don't let this happen where Max Kellerman, I have to come into work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't perform well, he's going to be like, well, he still doesn't have the MVP finals. Doesn't have it.
Even though I call it like I see it. I think that's been tremendous so far.
Then my brain quickly went to, like, Key, let me do my brain. Like, this is the opportunity for greatness, right? Like, look, and granted, if he can't play well because he's injured, Key, it is what it is. But if he does elevate his level of play and this team is able to find a way to win a championship with Steph coming through in clutch moments, like his legacy is already set in my opinion, but boy, does that add a little different pop to it. It adds a little different pop to it, Key, regardless of what anybody says about it.
Yes, it does. And Steph Curry coming off that ankle injury was amazing tonight in Game 6. He was 13 of 25 for, you know, that's how they go tee it up, right?
You got it.
He was 9 of 12 from 3, amazing. And when you look at Steph Curry off that ankle injury tonight in Game 6, it's just been amazing.
30 for 30. What if I told you that on the toughest night of his life?
And they're going to build it up that way. This is a story. Like Max said, you got to have a story, right? So here's the story. Steph Curry gets hurt. The ankle swells a little bit. He comes back. He's on fire in Game 4. They're now moving on to Game 5. He lights it up at home. They go back to TD Garden, and now the Celtics' backs are against the wall. Steph Curry comes out. He's on fire. He does his deal. They win a championship. We go back to game three. We show all the highlights in slow motion. We show the shot. We live the moment. He's jumping up, holding the trophy.
No, Key, you show the shot go in the air.
Don't interrupt them.
It's rotating, and then it cuts to the interview. They're still talking about it.
Don't interrupt this incredible 30 for 30 voiceover by Keyshawn Joseph Johnson.
Excuse me, keep going.
No.
But that's what the story is going to be all about. It's going to be about Steph Curry and the amazing things that he had to fight through. The beautiful daughter who has grown up right before our eyes. If we go back to 2015 and we relive the moment, his amazing wife, and then he look at the parents and the great way that they raised their kids, and now it's finally capped off with the final moment of the MVP trophy.
Isn't it amazing that when music comes on, you just start talking differently?
Well, I got a lot of different voices in my head from time to time. Well, not like that. But, you know,
that explains a few things.
I think I'm pretty sane. No, but that's the story. The story is going to be that way. They're gonna talk about it. The single shot on Steph Curry sitting on the bench, the sweating, the moments tick down, the Max Kellerman biting his nails that it doesn't happen. He's going to try to give it to Wiggins. You know?
Hold up. You think I'm rooting for the Celtics? You're out of your
mind. No, you're going to try to give the trophy to Wiggins.
Oh, to Wiggins. Oh, yeah. Wiggins deserves the trophy, Wiggins. He played defense on Tatum.
Averaged 22.
I'll say this. No, it's right now, if you had to give out an MVP of the finals, I give it to Steph, even though they're down 2-1 so far.
Who do you give it to on Boston last night? And Boston wins it. I give it to Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, Jaylen.
Give it to Jaylen Brown.
If Boston wins it, they're going to give it to Jason Tatum.
As of right now, I would say, though, Jaylen Brown.
Through three games right now. Right now, it would have to be
Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, but they going to give it to Tatum. Here's what I say. If Tatum keeps playing consistent the way he's playing, they're going to give it to him because it's a certain, you know, it's a snack, crackle, pop to it. He got the Kobe Bryant. They got all that, man. They trying to give it to Steph. If it flips, they gonna give it to Tatum.
I want to go back to Jay's story about here's the opportunity for next level greatness, right? If he can overcome injury, I think a lot of the time guys like me in the media will set the question or so called, oh, you're trying to spin the narrative. Where let me see what he can do now. A lot of times athletes have an allergic reaction to that because. You know this narrative that's being set up is very difficult for the athlete to fulfill. And it is. The odds are against them. Let's say it's less than 50-50 they can do it. And it's true. But that's the stuff that gets you into the highest stratosphere of greatness. When you do the things, in retrospect, Muhammad Ali beat George Foreman or LeBron came back on the Warriors. But at the time, it wasn't going to happen. That's what makes it so remarkable. If Steph, forget about if he's hurt. If he just continues to play like he does and they win, that's an amazing thing for Steph. He hasn't done that yet. But if he overcomes injury and does it, I'm with you. It enhances it.
I agree. It enhances it. But I think the problem, Max, is when those questions are posed from the beginning, though, right? It sets a tone or it creates this narrative that athlete – he has to do something so absurd. Like him averaging 30th, I think has changed your perspective, has it not, of what he's doing in the NBA Finals.
It's that he's doing it in the second half of games when they need it.
Okay, so that's one thing. And I say, hey, here's the upside if he's able to get through it. But for me, his legacy has already been set. I didn't need to see Steph battle injury and go next level.
But you're comparing him to guys, not all of them, but some of them, who were able to do that.
I agree,
right?
But those guys are different types of aliens, right?
Yeah.
So there are different levels of aliens. You see LeBron James.
That's what we're talking about, the highest level of alien.
That's what I'm saying.
From Planet X.
Look, man, I don't care what anybody says. You shake Keyshawn Johnson's hands, right? You want that to truck through you? You see my hand speed on the basketball court, you're like, yo, this is
my free throw form. I understand.
But body types are different. So like when LeBron James gets hit by somebody, he absorbs that differently than a guy like Steph, who's 6'2", 185.
Well, it's funny. Part of the Warriors dynasty, part of it, is because they saved so much money on that first Steph contract
because he was injury prone.
That sort of helped them put the dynasty together because they had this incredible player under an extremely team-friendly deal. And he has bulked himself up, and a lot has been made of it, to be a more, to have a physical frame that's better able to withstand the rigors of an NBA season and postseason. And look, that doesn't protect you from Al Horford falling on your leg. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I want to see the story, though. I want to see the maceration of Steph Curry's finals, MVP trophy journey in these finals, because it's a story that hasn't been told about him like it has been about others. You don't want to call it trials and tribulations or you know, some comeback player of the year, oh, my God, that type of story. But it has been smooth. Now, all of a sudden, he has an opportunity to be the guy to erase all of the so-called narrative demons about his trophy winning in the finals MVP, but to come back off an ankle injury, whether the ankle injuries are serious or not, the fact that he left the game and it gave it, it's there. It's in writing, injury, ankle, and he comes back and he performs at a high level and he wins the MVP trophy. They're going to mention the ankle.
Yeah, we don't.
And it's going to be
the media
about.
Doesn't write the narrative. We read it. The athlete writes the narrative. The athlete, by what happens on the court, that's the story. And you know, our job is to find it, find the signal from
good,
the noise.
It'll be a really good story. It'll be a good ankle story, Jay.
See, like I.
Think about it. Isaiah Thomas did it in the Eastern Conference Final.
The great ones.
You know, Michael Jordan did it. Michael Jordan did it with the flu game. I mean, it's all.
Was it really a flu game, though?
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you think.
I saw him fly.
All I know.
I saw him flying back.
All
on
I know is he.
That's
all
I
know.
He was late that night, early that morning.
Jay, all I know, instead of Gatorade, he was drinking chicken soup or something. So it doesn't matter, right? When you talk about it, what'd you say? The flu game.
Yeah,
you know,
Willis really Reed limping onto the court.
Yeah. There you go. Here's one for Steph now.
Yep.
Here's one for Steph.
Hey, Steve Kerr, are you concerned about the injury, Steph's injury?
You see,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I mean, look, they're obviously key. There's major concern, right? I mean, when you have a guy who's averaging 31 points per game and he is, you know, the consensus finals MVP as of right now, not having him at full strength definitely hurts, especially when a guy like Jordan Poole is a very young player, 22 years old, has really not found his rhythm yet. When the game matters the most, right? Like, so when you're up by double digits and you're on the verge of pulling away and you help pull away in game two, that's one thing. Everybody's like, well, he's back. I'm like, well, wait. When the game is tight, that's a different circumstance to ask Jordan Poole to pull
Steph
through.
Steph needs a crime partner. He can't do it by himself. And Jordan Poole had his chest out when Steph had him up 12, 15 points. Then Jordan Poole went nuts. Steph needs someone to be there with him, a wingman, literally, so that he doesn't have to do it all by himself.
Well, remember,
right?
At the beginning of this conversation when we first started the show at the start of the playoff of the finals, I talked about these young guys. What is it? What the young guys, what are they going to do? The first timers, the Boston Celtics first timers, the Jordan Poole first timer. Like, how will they respond? Is it going to be too big? Are the lights going to be too bright? And, yeah, he became a little bit of a front runner in game two, but that was his role. His job was to be the front runner. Steph was out. It's time for you to take over and do something. He needed to build on that, though, and he hasn't built on it. It was one game, all right? One game.
We're still early in the series.
See, I also think this is another opportunity for greatness. We talk about these moments, right, to rise above. It does feel like over this past year, considering Klay has had 2 years off of basketball, that people have started to say, well, you know, the 1-2 punch in Golden State, you know, is – you know, Steph Curry, Jordan Poole, to a degree, right? And Klay, you're giving Klay time to kind of find himself. People were wondering, after having a torn ACL, a torn Achilles, will he be that version of who he used to be? Seeing him last night, right, it still didn't feel to me like a game six supernova Klay, right?
No.
It still feels like, yo, this dude has something that can go another level up. If Klay is able, you talk about the legacy of Klay, of Steph, if Klay is able to go up another notch, then all of a sudden now you're looking at this thing, you're saying, damn, Klay in his first year after not playing ball for 2 years,
huge opportunity
to find that supernova Klay in the NBA finals when it matters the most. And then it starts making you think about next year, Jordan Poole, having him back, you're like, yo, this team can win another two or three maybe.
Klay, well, the question going into the series for many was – and by the way, I'm trying to think of who it was on ESPN.com, had an article about it, like which second banana is whatever you want to refer to Jaylen Brown as, is going to have a bigger series that may decide it. And so far it's been Jaylen Brown. But Klay was – Klay Thompson last night. He wasn't, as you say, game six Klay. He was regular, excellent Klay Thompson. It makes me think Supernova Klay is in there. Mm-hmm. He's going to show up, and that's going to make the difference. Tim Legler said on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt the following about Jordan Poole. Listen to this.
I'm telling you, last night, Key, there were multiple times because when you get deep into the playoffs, rotations become tighter, right? So in the regular season, you see Jordan Poole against like that second unit that plays a little bit more. And now, since rotations are tighter, you're not seeing second units on the court. You're seeing guys play increased minutes. So now Jordan Poole is seeing Marcus Smart. Now Jordan Poole is seeing Jaylen Brown. And there were multiple times last night, he only took 8 shots, where my man caught the ball and did not look at the rim. Did not look at the rim or an angle to attack. It was like deferring to Steph and to Klay. And you don't need him to defer. You need him to be aggressive. That's why he's there, Key.
Yeah, it's like in football, you get an injury to somebody in the secondary, right? And the guy who's actually the number two right corner, you think, oh, I'm going to get the number two right corner. They like, nah, we rather have a safety come and play that corner spot than the number two dude, because we know what you get ready to do to him. It's the same thing. Like, you get in the regular season, you're going to get certain guys, and then come the postseason, it's like, nope, you're not going to see nowhere near the minutes from that guy as you would in the regular season.
So this Warriors team, I liked partly because they have the core together, the non-KD core together. I mean, even Iguodala, though he's been hurt and he's old now, but the big three were really Steph, Klay, Dre. Right, like those are that's when you think about the Warriors, you think about those three guys. We talked about Steph, we talked about Klay and the opportunity now that there's injury involved and Klay coming back and Steph now with Horford landing on his foot, on his leg. Draymond Green played poorly. Draymond Green, who set the tone in game two, understood what the team needed, walked up to the line, didn't cross it, played very well, and they won a game they needed to win, played poorly in game three on the road, and they lost. And a reporter had a question, a writer had a question at the post, someone, a member, media member anyway, had a question at the post-game presser for Draymond about Draymond's podcast and how maybe could that have played into the loss. Listen to this.
So look, man, Draymond had as many turnovers as he did points. 2 turnovers, 2 points, right? 4 shot attempts. You talk about this was the best player potentially on the court in game two. He made that much of a difference. But I really do believe it is such a casual take to sit there and say, well, your podcast, it seems like it's distracted you.
Gave away state secrets.
From the moment in game three. So Draymond's been doing this podcast since November 15th, 2021.
Draymond Green, are you giving away classified information in this podcast?
I listen to all of Dre's podcasts because I love his insight and I love how raw and real it is, right?
He should just play basketball and stop concentrating on the damn podcast.
So
this is what I always find funny about, like, and Key, this to me feels more like traditional media because they would take this and run away with it, understanding that players and their thoughts have been doing this for a while now. LeBron James has a shop that talks a lot about common day issues or games throughout the regular season. Maybe nobody's done it during the NBA Finals, but Dre's the first to do it. But it's not like he's giving away state secrets here. He's not saying what their strategy is going to be in game 4, game 5, game 6. He's interviewing people. He's talking about things that happened throughout the course of the game, and that's what he should be allowed to do. And even if it's taking 2 hours out of his day to do a damn podcast, say he was in the gym for 8 hours and he slept for another 8 hours, fine. You still have another 6 hours to do something with your day.
Draymond Green, where were you on the night of June?
It's casual to me, Key. These are casual takes, man.
That math was wrong, man. That wasn't 24 hours.
What's 18 plus 6, Key?
Just calm down, man.
Hold on. Wait, I didn't major in math, but hold on. 19, 20, 21, 22, 20, 24! Once you have to go to the other hand, you know, like
I'm trying to confuse Jay, but look, it's a situation where people want to try to figure out a way to make an excuse so they can write something or say something about Draymond Green. When he game two, he talked post game about his podcast. He did it. He went and did it. It was funny. Oh, Emergency Podcast. We talked about it. Laugh joke. Nothing. No one said anything. They lose. He played bad. Now all of a sudden, it's a distraction. it becomes a problem. I mean, it's the wildest thing that you could ever hear. Even when guys didn't have this sort of setup going on in their careers, Jay, guys would focus in on post-career things, whether it's starting their businesses during the offseason. Oh, you're not doing off-season workouts with the team. No, I'm not, because I'm concentrating on when my career is over. Well, don't you think it's going to be a lack of focus? And it's like there's nothing to do with whether or not I'm going to be able to train and be ready for football season.
One thing, if whether or not if there's a call, it's causal, like when Odell went down on the boat and everything, I said it on TV at the time. Like, it's fine, cool, you can do whatever you want. But here's the thing. Can't drop passes in the game now. He dropped a couple passes.
Oh, God.
And
nothing to do with him going to Miami. You know how many times?
Nevertheless.
You know how many times I traveled during the season and got
never
back?
Never once.
Like, stop.
Never one time. You were in bed at 8 p.m.
Lost games and won games doing that.
Steve Kerr, he's the Warriors head coach, Jay.
Oh,
at the post-game presser about whether or not Keyshawn Johnson is right that Draymond Green's podcast is not a distraction, or maybe it is a distraction. Not like when Key was playing. He was in bed at 8 p.m., little glass of warm milk right by the bed, had the pajamas, the hat with the little ball at the end of the hat, right, like in the cartoons.
Then it would be, he's getting too much sleep. He's over-preparing.
He's
over-analyzing.
He's getting too much sleep.
Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max is brought to you by Barbasol. Feeling great starts with a great shave, and great shaves start with Barbasol shaving cream. And for a limited time only, capture your Barbasol Jurassic World collector cans before they're gone. Key says one NFL team. I don't know what this says at the end here, Evan.
How about me giving away
some
free money?
Start the quarterback. That gives him the best chance to win.
There you go.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Ryan Clark with us now, Key. Teddy Bruschi, ESPN NFL analyst on NFL Live, a program Key and RC may be familiar with, said the following about Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, that's true, but Teddy has to realize, and Teddy knows this, Teddy playing television, Ryan, he's certainly playing television in this situation because you know and I know, Ryan, that Baker Mayfield can't go back inside the locker room. It's not about his ability. It's not about whether he can lead a team to the playoffs because he's shown that he could. It's about those guys in that locker room, the other 52 guys looking at him and accepting him back in the locker room, something that they've already moved on to. They've already moved on to Deshaun Watson and made a decision that he's their quarterback, and they're rallying around him where Baker Mayfield is an outsider now.
Yeah, I think that's the largest part, Keith. It's about Baker Mayfield already feeling a certain way because he does feel mistreated. He does feel disrespected. The Cleveland Browns clearly saying, we are moving on from you, who was our first overall pick 4 years ago. And I think Baker Mayfield inside that locker room will not work. I think there will be too much tension. There will be too much going on between team, players, and executives. And so when you have that type of feel, and when you know you're looking at a dead man walking as being one of Baker Mayfield's teammates, that's not a situation, or that's not the type of the type of chemistry you want heading into football games. And I agree with you, Keith. That can't happen. They can't do it. But I believe the issue is other teams know that as well. Other teams know that the Cleveland Browns have backed themselves up against the wall. And in doing that, they're not going to give you what you want for Baker Mayfield. They're not going to pay as much of Baker Mayfield's contract as you're going to need him to pay for or need them to pay for, because they know that you've made mistakes. They know that you put yourself in a situation with Deshaun Watson that you cannot control. You've also put yourself in a situation now with Baker Mayfield where he can't come back into your locker room, and teams are taking advantage of that.
So I just want to be very clear about this. The argument is, and I, by the way, I subscribe to this argument, but to be clear, the argument is, in fact, Baker does not give you a better chance to win than Brissett because it just wouldn't work in the locker room. Not just that, well, people will feel bad, but it will lead to fewer wins with Baker. Is that the argument?
You know what? Compared to Jacoby Brissett, I think that those players are actually, at least from what we saw from Baker Mayfield, comparable. But Jacoby Brissett has been a starter. Jacoby Brissett is a capable football player. But for what you will be taking out of the locker room, in the tension, in the disrespect, in the relationship aspect of what Baker Mayfield is to the Cleveland Browns, I just believe it's long-term better. It's not necessary. Yeah. I don't think you win a Super Bowl with Baker Mayfield or Jacoby Brissett. Mm-hmm. And so if we're not going to get to the ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl, let's get to the ultimate goal of moving forward past Baker Mayfield into Deshaun Watson whenever that happens. And I think the only way you do that is by getting Baker Mayfield out of that locker room, allowing Jacoby Brissett to play, Joshua Dobbs, maybe picking up a number three that could be your emergency quarterback on Sundays, and going forward. Baker Mayfield is not going to win you a chip. And if you thought he was, you wouldn't have went out and gotten Deshaun Watson. So you need to move on from the guy you were already moving on from.
Hey, and that's the same thing. And that's the same thing I said, RC, earlier. Is I'm like, you're not winning the Super Bowl with either one of the quarterbacks. That's why they went and got Deshaun.
Key, I have to ask you just to lay out for a second because I need to get it to a very good point by Keyshawn Johnson, if you don't mind. It was made yesterday on this very program. RC, Key says that, or said that Aaron Rodgers is about to become more likable. And, you know, the whole thing where he gives it away, yeah, I want to retire a Packer. Why do that? Isn't that how you keep your name in the headlines? So Key's take was that Tom Brady just got 375. So Rodgers is seeing, wait a minute, if I could just get everyone to like me, maybe there's a job like me, like that out there for me. What do you think of that?
Well, the first thing, there is no job like that for anybody but Tom Brady. I don't necessarily know that Tom Brady got that job because he's likable, which he is likable. He got that job because he's the GOAT. He got that job because he set up his own production company, and he's the first man to ever do a documentary on himself while he was still playing, and it's actually pretty stinking good. That's the reason that Tom Brady got those things. Now, will somebody pay Aaron Rodgers a ton of money? Absolutely. But I believe people are going to pay Aaron Rodgers a ton of money to be who he is. Right, to be that contrarian, to be that guy that thinks deeper into things and may be a little disrespectful or maybe a little confident or arrogant in the way that he talks. People are not going to want Aaron Rodgers to be likable. Like that's the thing. The same way with me sometimes or with Key sometimes, Key's going to say what's on his mind. We don't want him to change that. The reason Keyshawn has been successful in this business is because the same player that said, get me the dang ball, now does TV. And so I don't believe Aaron Rodgers has to become more likable. He's not going to get 375, but seeing him get 300, I see that. And there are people in the world.
But RC, 300 counts.
RC crazy as hell. He's saying, well, 375, no, but he'll get 300.
300, I think that's the Key's point. If there's three out there.
Absolutely. And see,
it's 275.
No, but what I'm saying is, everybody hated Tom Brady in Boston, right? Except the Patriot fans. He was a villain. He was this. Then all of a sudden he goes to Tampa Bay. He's a social media darling. He has a few cocktails after winning the Super Bowl. He shows that he's vulnerable. He's stumbling around. People started to like that. He's funny on social media. And now, yeah, he got his production company and all those things. My whole thing was, Aaron Rodgers becomes more likable. He tried to get the Jeopardy job. That didn't work out. So you know he wants to be in that TV universe somewhere.
Keyshawn?
Yeah, he wants to be in the universe, Keyshawn, but he was already about to host Jeopardy, and we've always known he act funny. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't think he needs to change. I think he's perfect as he is because that works for Aaron Rodgers, and he's not lying about who he is. Y'all know it's too hard to remember lies. Keep telling your truth, Aaron Rodgers. Keep acting the way that you act. And I guess I'm now stupid because I said they got $300 million out there for you. Get your $300 million and be who you are.
Yep.
Be likable and get the other 75.
Keep it 90. Keep it 90, Aaron. Give yourself some wiggle room. That's what I always say. The great Ryan Clark, ladies and gentlemen. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, great to talk to you always, RC, is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it could be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be. How the Celtics took back control of the NBA Finals.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance, and with us now is Patrick Beverley, three-time All-NBA defensive team.
You
could shoot that thing,
go ahead
too.
And preach it. Yeah. Go ahead and say that loud.
Some of the, all media people don't be voting on the real defenders. I don't know why. But
well, we need to get real basketball people that become real media people to actually get these votes.
That would
be helpful, right?
Or just tell us that and just tell us what the basis of how do we get votes. Is it season?
Pat,
is it playoffs?
Did you say y'all media people?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you and y'all, Jay.
Like Max.
Like he and Jay.
Like anyone who votes.
No, okay, that's good.
I don't have a vote.
Clarify, okay. Because I don't vote either.
Okay, well, nobody in this room apparently then. But, yeah, the people who vote.
Patrick Beverley giving you the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So here's been a topic of conversation today, Pat. Draymond Green was asked at the post-game presser after Game 3 about his podcast and whether it's distraction. And Steve Kerr was asked the same thing. Oh. Not only are you giving away X's and O's, and he's like, no, I'm not really going into X's and O's, but is it a distraction? Do you think Draymond is a distraction to the Warriors?
No. Hell no. I think Draymond Green is the best thing to happen to the Warriors. David Lee was there. David Lee is a hell of a basketball player. I don't know if our viewers or listeners understand who he is, but when Draymond Green literally came in and took his spot, and I think the Golden State Warriors has been different ever since.
Yeah, David Lee could rebound and he could pass, but he was not the defender that Draymond Green is all around, right?
So why, Pat, why do they try to set that narrative as if Draymond and his podcast and his antics and all of that is too much of a distraction every time the Warriors seem to drop a game?
I think it's more of an attack of they have nothing to talk about. Yeah. I think Draymond Green does a good job of like addressing his, whatever the negative energy is around at that time. You know, he played bad, so he addressed it. Yeah, I play like shit or I play bad. So when the person addresses like that, you really don't have anything else to say behind it. So, a follow up question is the shoes you wore today, are they the reason why you couldn't, or the jacket you have on, is that the reason you didn't play well? So, people try to find, small, tedious things to, make themselves sound relevant.
We were talking about something around arenas, right? Like, so playing at Duke, you playing in college, playing in the league. People have said absurd things to me my entire life. It don't matter. It ain't going to stop me from coming. I'm going to keep going harder, actually. Like, I absorb it and I embrace it. But for some people, it affects them, right? And we got into a conversation around, what is the right thing for fans to say? What is not the right thing for fans to say? So Draymond Green's wife went to Twitter last night, said a couple of things about some of the things that were being chanted in TD Garden, things like blank you, calling him mother blank, things of that sort.
Basically, just standard issue curses. Nothing like personal, nothing about his family, but just
cursing at him.
And then Klay Thompson actually said this last night, and I'm curious to get your reaction to how you view fans' engagement in the sport, if it rubs you the same way the way it rubbed Klay Thompson. Listen to this. See, it feels like he's like, you know what I mean? Right. That's not just Boston. That's a lot of places, P.
Yeah, but I think Boston's a little different. I think they come out the womb cursing. But for me, I played overseas. You know, I've been at the free throw line getting ready to shoot big free throw. Someone throws a dollar coin at me, hit me in my head. So my interaction with, you know, fans are very different from, you know, guys who start in NBA and only know NBA. I know overseas. I know NBA. I know G League. So mine is very different than everyone else's.
Like, does it?
Yeah,
go ahead, Keith.
No, I was going to say, yeah, but it ain't even, and I keep saying this to you, Jay, it's not about us. We can, that's easy. Like Pat Bev say, he done been hit with a coin, man. He played overseas. They in the stadium smoking cigarettes in the gym. Yeah. He get all that. So it's not about us. We can handle that. Pat Bev got kids of his own. Do you want to hear fans saying things disrespectful in
whole
front
sections,
of your children?
Chanting.
Whole sections.
Cussing. Chants,
chanting.
You know,
do
with
you
your kids
hear that?
In the stands.
I mean, that comes with it, no? It comes with the game. I mean, it's not the pretty part of the game. Like, it's not like, you know, you changing your tire. It isn't the pretty part of your car, but it's still a part of it. You know,
well,
I ain't
changed no tires.
Okay, well, somebody got to do it.
He has a staff to do that. Okay. If he has a tire.
Hey,
it's like
hey,
Snoop.
Pat,
it's like Snoop. He employs a professional tire changer.
AAA, man.
I haven't changed a tire since I was in high school, dog. I'm just saying.
But that comes with it from Boston. Everyone knows that. Everyone, you've played there in the regular season before. Everyone knows that. They're gonna be crazy. Even a 13-year-old kid is gonna curse you out. That just comes with it. I mean, that just comes with it. It comes with being great too.
As long as there are no racist remarks being made, like I feel like there are certain things that go over the limit. Then, like I'm like, all right, y'all.
Yeah, I've been in the gym with racist remarks too. Mm. You know, I've been in the gym with playing overseas in Ukraine, second division. I've been in there where it's, you know, racist remarks. But did that stop me from, you know, completing the task? No, that's a part of being a professional.
Yeah.
That's a part
does
of
it motivate it all, or does it just like nothing?
Sometimes motivation. Some, you know, obviously you're human. You see it. You know, if someone says something, someone does something. But you know, it's about being a pro. You know, what would Jerry West do?
Speaking of being a pro, man, Robert Williams last night playing injured, dude. Like having four blocks, protecting the rim. There are like certain nuances at the Boston Celtics. I mean, that dude stepped up. It was a different game when he's agile, like
and healthy. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
To me, the whole team is different once Robert Williams got the job.
Oh. Yeah. I think dribble penetration is what killed Golden State, though. But they had no one that can guard the ball. No one. Boston didn't even go on pick and roll. They just give me the ball, I'm going to go past you.
Pat, don't they seem old sometimes? Just sometimes I'll be watching Ghosts, I'm like, yo, they seem a little older.
Man, it's just small.
Yeah, man.
If Draymond switches out on someone and another penetration comes from the weak side, it's no, like, I think the next under person is Jordan Poole. So.
That's Patrick Beverly. I have to corral him for my show later. The biggest concern for the Warriors in Game 4 next ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.